This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, and FM 93.7 to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or why you're doing it, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget, we also say hello to our over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers and men and the women out there going coast-to-coast, border-to-border, to our FedEx, to our UPS, to our bulk mail haulers out there as well. Thank you so very much for what you're doing. And also to our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and diesel and jet fuel to wherever it needs to go, and our Amazon.com workers in the warehouse, as well as our Amazon workers out on the road, the drivers out there delivering. Now, don't forget, you can go to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page to find out more about the radio show. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch over on Facebook. And you also can find us on MeWe, on Gab, on Parler. We're on Getter. We're also on Truth Social. And, of course, we're on Twitter, all as Captain's America, Captain's America, and you'll find us over there. Now, don't forget, we have the website, the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Check it out and see what we have to offer over there. Okay, in the meantime, coming up, we have the man, the myth, the legend, Frank Salvato from UndergroundUSA.com.
Mr. Captain.
Yay! Oh, yeah. Okay, let me find this. Thank you very much, guys and gals. Thank you, thank you. Okay, there we go. Now, it's 59 degrees and a little bit cloudy, so they decided to go back inside because they might need to have an extra coat or something.
Well, you know, it's a little chilly by Florida standards.
Yes. Now, are you ready to say the pledge?
You got it.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. And we get it, and we hope you get it as well. Well, let's see. Joe Biden wound up on the border yesterday. Finally, they moved some of the homeless people out, and they fumigated the area where he went so he could get a photo op next to the wall itself. And I don't know, I guess he spent 100 yards worth of a few hours on the border, something like that.
And I what did it achieve besides getting the media something to write about the dead cycle?
That's it.
You know, the idea that an elected official needs to go someplace when it's simply policy is it's like a false flag operation. Biden knows exactly what's happening at the border. The reports from everybody who reports on the border do go into Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
you know, the airwaves don't exclude reports from Texas in the nation's capital. He knows exactly what's going on down there. He gets firsthand reports every single day.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that they've said the border is secure from day one and refused to say otherwise, you know, it's proof positive that they're not going to do anything meaningful about stopping the flow from across the border. He's going to go to Mexico City. He's going to ask them to do things. They're going to say no.
Mm-hmm.
Why should they keep travelers from other countries in their country while we say, could you please just keep them there until we can figure something out? If you remember, when Trump was talking to the president of Mexico, he had to threaten them with economic consequences if they didn't cooperate with us. So what's Biden going to do?
Nothing.
You know, nobody fears Biden. Nobody thinks that he's going to follow through on a threat. It just doesn't happen. The guy's milquetoast, if he remembers to be milquetoast.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this showboating at the border that everybody's talking about, well, he finally went to the border. He's down in El Paso right now, so big things are going to happen. Nothing is going to happen.
Right. Yeah.
And you know, he took a letter from Governor Abbott. Governor Abbott pretty much said, hey, we need everything in place that was in place when Trump was here. Yeah, that's going to happen.
Yep. He also asked for $20 billion.
Yeah, and it's late. You know, we'd like to. Yeah, sure, they'd like to have the money. And if the federal government does give the state of Texas $20 billion, it's going to come with strings attached so that they can't use it for what they need it for.
Mm-hmm.
So this whole event was nothing but a giant exercise in a waste of time. The Biden administration has no intention of doing anything about the border because they're fully on board with the dilution of sovereignty of nations that's going on around the world at the behest of the World Economic Forum.
Yep.
You say the word sovereignty and Davos starts to shake. They don't want it.
Yep, and I have no doubt at all that isn't exactly what's going to happen because that's what's been happening up until now. All right, here comes the music. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Frank Silvato from the undergroundusa.com website. Go over there, check him out, check out all the different things that he has to offer. You might be pleasantly surprised. I'll be right back.
This is Frank Silvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to a fellow brother of the badge, Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to a fellow brother of the badge, Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, thank you very much, Frank. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Family Automotive. That would be Moss Nissan. They're the Nissan division with all the dealerships they've got and the one brand new one they just added. Now, don't forget, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military and veterans get priority on the vehicles they buy, whether it's a new or a certified pre-owned vehicle. All first responders, to include EMS, fire, and police, and church pastors, too, are also in that category. Now, don't forget, you also get Moss Care for the life of the vehicle. That's what gives you the pre-oil changes and tire rotations every now and then when you need to have them. How about that? So, Moss Nissan, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com is a website to go to. But don't forget, they have dealerships in Crystal River. The flagship store is at Newport Richey at 19 and 54. They have Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue here in Tampa. And the all-new, all-brand-spanking-new Moss Nissan dealership in Brooksville on State Route 50, right there, just east of the parkway of the toll road on the south side of the road. You'll see them when you get off there. They're the second driveway in, so you can't miss them. Moss Nissan, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation, and tell them the captain sent you. Okay, back to Frank Salvato, undergroundusa.com. Good morning, sir.
Mr. Captain.
We got a couple of callers, so let's go over here and find out who's on our phone line, tapping the line here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, good morning. Mary from St. Pete.
Aha.
Hey, good morning. The World Economic Forum, I'm telling you, people haven't even heard of it. Have you heard Congress talk about it? No. Have you heard the fact that Dan Crenshaw, Tulsi Gabbard, Chelsea Clinton, one of the Rockefellers, they are all the young leaders in the World Economic Forum? No, you haven't heard that. People don't hear it. They don't understand it. They're not going to understand that the global controllers of the world are the ones that are printing money, and Congress look like a bunch of useful idiots for the global controllers of the world. You don't hear that, so I don't see anything changing.
Hey, Mary.
Yeah.
Go look up the Uniparty.
Yeah, exactly. They're all getting paid off by the global controllers of the world, so don't look for anything to change, folks. It's not going to happen. Thank you.
All right. Your thought, Frank.
Well, it's a daunting test to push back against a cabal of the richest people in the world, but it can happen.
Sure.
And that was one of the reasons that Bitcoin and the cryptocurrency sphere was created, was so that people could get out from under the yoke of the Federal Reserve Bank system, which is a world banking system now.
Mm-hmm.
And when you neuter their ability to control your wealth, that's when you start taking your freedom back. So I don't throw all hope to the wind like Mary does, but it is important for people to understand what the World Economic Forum is, who they are, what their goals are. They're fairly open about it.
Mm-hmm.
You just need to take the time to read about it. When you do, you realize that it makes Hitler's Third Reich look like a Boy Scout club.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Steve from Sarasota. Good morning, Captain.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you.
Yes, thank you. I just want to touch on the border and as far as the Mexican government, the president asking for $46 or $48 billion to put up solar around the border from Biden. Do you think that would be more of just a cover-up to help with the border crisis?
Go ahead, Frank.
Well, you know, whenever you hear Biden billions here and billions there, and we're going to do something at the border, it has nothing to do with building a wall,
right?
A fence, a security system.
Mm-hmm.
Then look at where the money's changing hands.
Yeah.
And anytime you hear the federal government talking about green this or green that, look at where the money's changing hands.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, there's something to what he said. You know, when you start talking about trading billions for something, somebody's getting a kickback somewhere when it comes to, especially, and this is going to sound horrible, but it's the truth. When you're talking about the Mexican government, and you're talking about the exchange of hands of tens of billions of dollars, when you have a country that is controlled by drug cartels, and you can't tell me that the government of Mexico is in control of their country right now.
Right.
They're just not. Drug cartels have it carved up, and they run everything.
Mm-hmm.
So tens of billions of dollars for the Bidens, it's a lunch date.
Mm-hmm.
You think about the money that's changed hands with world leaders that are corrupt and inbred. You know, look at the Ukrainian government and how the Biden family gleaned billions of dollars off of them before the war. Look at what they've done with China. You know, why should they expand into Mexico? Because they could exploit one of our national crises. So, yeah, follow the money.
Absolutely true. Now, we've got some real interesting issues going on here with the tech companies, because tech executives are moving from the idea of fast-paced growth to protecting their bottom line in the tech industry. Now, last year was marked by small startups to tech giants expanding less with expenses and under close scrutiny. This week, however, both Salesforce Incorporated and Amazon.com Incorporated announced their intentions for layoffs. Now, the cuts at Amazon represent the largest in tech sector so far, affecting more than 18,000 workers, mostly in retail, recruiting, and device businesses. Now, the chief executive, Andrew Jassy, who oversaw the device area, said that he stressed the cost management. That's why they were doing it.
Well, this all stems back to the economy. If the economy were booming, they wouldn't be worried about laying people off, you know, at least to the extent that they are. If they've overextended themselves because of projections, which I don't understand why companies do this, we have to meet our projections for 2 years from now.
Yeah.
You know, hey, just do the best job you can and supply a good a good product to customers with fidelity, and you'll see people come to buy your stuff. Don't worry about the projections so much. Just get the job done. Mm. You know, this is part of the Wall Street gambit, where we have to have 18 different derivative devices of investment for a company so we can use somebody else's money to make money. You know, you bring that back to what the Federal Reserve didn't do for the last, I'll say, 18 years, and that's be good stewards of the economy with the interest rates.
Yep.
You know, it's a perfect storm. You don't get to keep raising interest rates because you were delinquent in managing the fiscal health of the country and not see this type of thing happen. That said, maybe if companies like Amazon and the other tech companies weren't on board with this foolishness called ESG scoring, where all of a sudden the financial liquidity from investors is stemmed on whether or not you have a transgender gerbil on your board, you know, maybe if they jettisoned that and paid more attention to making sure the customer was happy instead of social engineering, they'd have a little bit more liquidity and they wouldn't need to lay as many people off.
Mm-hmm.
Just something to think about. And that goes back to what we were talking about the first segment and what Mary talked about at the beginning of this segment, the World Economic Forum, because ESG is all about them.
Now, where'd you hear this one? We now know, according to the president of the National Teachers Union, I believe that's what the title is, Ms. Weingarten, is admitting that remote education did not work.
Yeah. That's because they got involved with it. You know, when the teachers union touches something, money's going into pockets. I don't necessarily get to the children or the classroom teachers. You know, you want to help education out in this country? Dismantle the teachers' unions and make it merit-based pay.
Thank you.
I was married to a teacher for 23 years, and she was one of the most hardworking people I've ever known in my life when it comes to teaching children. And every step of the way, there was another hoop for her to jump through.
Yep.
You know, so, no. No. It's, if the private sector would have taken the COVID opportunity to put together education curriculum that would have been able to be online without that, we would have had a boom.
All right, hold that thought, folks. We're going to take a break. And when we come back from that break, we're going to talk about the IRS and their audits. What do you hear about this one?
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to a fellow brother of the badge, Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Thousands of protesters behind Brazil's former president Jair Bolsonaro stormed the presidential palace, Congress, and the Supreme Court in the capital Sunday, many calling for military intervention to remove the current president, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, who took office last week. Riot police forced the intruders back into the streets later in the evening. Police say roughly 300 people were arrested.
Critics are calling it a show as President Biden visits the U.S.-Mexico border after his administration has allowed roughly 5 million illegal immigrants into the United States under his watch.
Biden, who on Sunday made his first trip to the U.S.-Mexico border since taking office. During his visit to El Paso to assess enforcement operations, Abbott said he hand-delivered a letter to the president in which he criticized the administration's border policies. He called the visit $20 billion too late and 2 years too late. I'm Dave Collins.
Lance Fry, USA News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Thank you very much, Frank, and we'll be right back to Frank in a minute after I tell you that Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where all veterans, active duty military, and first responders, whether you're EMS, firefighters, or police, and church pastors too, all get a great deal afforded to you at Moss Nissan. Now, for more information, go to Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Check them out and see what I'm talking about over there. Also, they've got the great Moss Care program that gives you free oil changes as well as the free tire rotations every time you come in for service. So make sure you take advantage of that too. Now, Moss has locations in Crystal River, in Newport Richey, where they have a big flagship store at 19 and 54. Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue here in Tampa. And the all-new Moss Nissan dealership in Brooksville, Florida, on State Route 50, just east of the expressway there, the toll road. You can see them right there, second driveway on the right when you get off. They're right there on the south side of the road. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Moss Nissan, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. All right, back to Frank Salvato from UndergroundUSA.com. Good morning, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
You know, it's always kind of hard to put a number with anything, but the IRS is auditing what they call the targeted poor at a much higher rate than the millionaires in 2022. Now, I do realize that most of the targeted poor, whoever that happens to be, I haven't got any numbers in front of me, says that they're not going to challenge what they get audited for. If they get audited, they owe money, they just try to pay them.
Well, it costs money to fight the IRS. Nowadays, it costs money. It takes time. Anybody who's had to call them within the last 5 years to try to straighten something out or get some kind of information realizes that it takes a day on the phone just to get an answer.
Yep.
So, you know, when this targeted poor you're talking about is the middle class. It's the middle class. It's not the people who are getting free money from the government, and it's not the people who can afford tax attorneys to hide things so that they can circumvent this, or people with legions of attorneys who can actually combat the IRS because they're on retainer. This is the hardworking Mr. and Mrs. America who file their taxes and have some bureaucrat in Washington say, well, we disagree with how you filed it. You know, this is why the 87,000 additional IRS agents, where they said it was just for this and just for that, and it wasn't going to be to audit the middle class, that was a bald-faced lie.
Yep.
And a vicious bald-faced lie. And now that Kevin McCarthy is the speaker, if Republicans don't make sure that those 8,700 people do not report for work, they've already lost.
Mm-hmm.
They've already lost. That's job one. If they don't do that, job one, then they've failed in my eyes, and they should be trusted.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be full-throated, and it's got to be, the pushback has to be hard. It's going to be a cement wall. We're not going to target the middle class with the IRS the way it has been targeting the IRS for at least the last 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
That said, we are a consumption nation. We are consumers. The world knows this. That's why they need the U.S. economy to be healthy.
Yep.
We buy things from all over the world. We import. We export so they can make things to ship them back for us to buy them. We buy things. That's our strength when it comes to the economy. It's indisputable. So why is our government gleaning their tax dollars off of income when they should be focusing on how do we create a revenue stream for the consumption that is one of our strengths economically as a people?
When you find out, let us know.
Yeah, it is a question that should be staring every politician in the face, but I'll give you the answer why they're not doing it, and it's because they wouldn't be able to carve out tax breaks for the people that keep them in office.
Mm.
When you have a consumption, when you have a tax revenue based on consumption instead of income, everybody has to pay tax on what they buy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are some countries over in Europe that have tried a VAT tax that didn't put in safeguards about how they raise that income rate. But over here, if you're going to reconstruct the tax system, put in some incredibly high bars to be able to raise that number, like ultra super majorities in both the House and the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could build these things in here. It's been proven time and time again that if you base our tax system on consumption rather than income, that there is a bigger revenue stream going into the federal government and less hurt on the individual. Because when a millionaire buys an airplane, he pays tax on it. When you go to buy milk, you pay tax on it.
Mm-hmm.
You want to talk about fair share? People who are buying real estate like BlackRock would have to pay their fair share when they bought a subdivision.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we've got to start looking at not only the IRS, because they just talk about dysfunctional beyond belief. And it goes back to my first point. Try to get a question out of them, a simple question about your tax return out of them without spending an entire day on the phone.
Yeah.
And write them, you won't get an answer back. You won't get an answer back. I wrote a letter about something about my divorce almost 2 years ago. I have yet to get a written answer from them.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, the IRS, completely dysfunctional, needs to be absolutely reformed from top to bottom, and political bureaucrats have to be expunged from that agency from top to bottom. But we desperately need tax reform in this country that turns this tax system on its head The income tax is a breeding ground for favoritism and corruption, and we've got to get to something that makes, that forces everyone to pay tax when they spend. That's the only equitable way to do it here in the United States. Sorry, people.
Now, Representative Jim Jordan says Republicans will be able to pass the GOP House Rules Package when they get it. I guess it's going to be Tuesday.
No, I like Jim Jordan. He's a straight shooter. He doesn't spin a lot like most of the people do. So if he's confident in it, then I would bet on that. If that rules package doesn't pass after what we just went through, then we're doomed.
Yeah. You're right.
And I mean doomed, because Democrats are not going to fracture. They're always going to have 212. And if they could pick off people on the right side of the aisle who are chode-warring and try to send the message to the speaker, then all we've done is played directly into their hands and made the majority flip at last November a moot point.
Yep.
Republicans have to learn how to govern smarter and not fall for the political games that they get set up for every single time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and this fragmentation thing is the protestations of petulant children. Get your crap together, Republicans of the House. Get cohesive and start governing instead of just finding new ways to spend tax dollars. Start governing to reform the federal government from the reprobate status that it has today.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's what we heard from McCarthy. He said as he took the gavel on January 7th, he promised to carry out a conservative agenda and tackle the crisis along the U.S.-Mexican border and cut funding for the IRS and fix the left-wing indoctrination in the schools and long-term challenges such as the U.S. debt and the use of the Chinese Communist Party must also be addressed. And that's what's happening. The CCP is involved in a lot of stuff we got going on here in this country.
Well, we've got to look at China seriously, but remember, and I appreciate McCarthy's words, but he is one half of one third of the government.
Yep.
He's got the purse strings. If he wants to wield his power, he's got to choke off funding to everything else. But he is not the leader of the Senate. That's Chuck Schumer.
Yep.
And he can throw a wrench into a lot of his stuff. And as we've seen, the executive branch doesn't give a damn what Congress says when it wants to do something. So it's going to do whatever it wants to anyway.
Yep, that's what we've seen. Okay, Mr.
So
Frank.
Power of the purse.
Okay, Mr. Frank, I will talk to you again on Friday.
Say hello, my friend.
All right, Frank Silvato, UndergroundUSA.com, UndergroundUSA.com. We'll be right back with more at Patrick Highland, the Sports Zone quarterback.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens. With retired New York fire rescue captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's a hat trick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, in the 5 o'clock hour, with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, and on every day of the week at this time is our sponsor, Dominic's Blinds and Decor of Sarasota. They're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. And by the way, their blinds, their shades, their shutters are all made in the U.S. of A. They are a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. Now, Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs here in the local area. Don't forget that you can call them on the phone at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. That number again, 941-922-2345. And don't forget, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Phone number again, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone sports quarterback, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Patrick.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce, and good morning, America, and good morning to our friends listening up there in the Northwest, Captain, because the Seattle Seahawks get the final playoff game.
That's what I heard.
Man, Lions beat the Packers. What a game last night. So Mr. Aaron Rodgers, as we affectionately call him, isn't going to be in the playoffs this year. First time in 4 years under Coach LaFleur, they're not going to be in it. Well, you know, they let Davante Adams go, and he could have been the difference maker this year for him, Captain. I don't know. Sometimes teams make decisions that really do hurt them in the long run, and I think that did hurt the Packers. But it should be an interesting playoff slate, you know, for the weekend. Uh-huh. I'm looking forward to it, and we'll talk further Wednesday and Friday about that. The Texans, the Houston Texans fire Lovie Smith after a 3-13 season, even though they had a winning game last night and a stunning comeback. They hand the Bears captain the first overall pick in the 2023 NFL draft. And that's the first time for the Bears to have the number one pick in a long time. So congratulations to them, and we'll see how that turns out. The Eagles clinched the NFC East title when they won their game against the Giants. So the Dallas Cowboys will be coming to Tampa Bay.
Yep, Monday night.
Buccaneers. It should be an interesting one. That's going to be exciting.
Last game of the weekend, the first weekend of the playoffs. They'll be out on Monday night, 8:15.
Yeah, man, it's going to be great. It'll be rocking in Tampa. You know, Brady against Prescott, and we'll see if McCarthy and Mr. Bowles have what, see what they have up their sleeves. Tampa Bay did beat Dallas earlier this year, so we'll see if they can do it again. Or
yeah, but that's because the thumb of Prescott got broke in that game.
Well, it didn't help, that's for sure. That's for sure. So now it'll be a different game Monday night, to say the least. Now, let me ask you this, Captain. Do you think the Bucs at 8-9 should be hosting the Dallas Cowboys, you know, at 13-4?
Yes, and only because of one thing. They won the division.
Okay. I don't know.
I go along with that one. You win the division, I don't care if your record's 1-7.
Well, yeah. It should be the best record gets to home and host the playoff game, Captain. I really do believe that. I think that's a problem. I think the NFL might fix that. You know, the Chargers are going to have to go to the Jacksonville Jaguars, who barely won their division 9-8, and they have a better record. I think you devalue the regular season when you do that. It's just my opinion. I'm curious to what the audience thinks. We shall see. So, the Dolphins, they beat the Jets 11-6 to get their playoff position. Now they're going to play the Buffalo Bills, Captain, up there in good old Buffalo, New York. Now, let me ask you this question, Captain. That's going to be the third time Miami and Buffalo play this year. Don't you think that is a little much? Let me get your opinion on that one.
Well, if that's the way the playoffs wound up being, then the answer is no, because what are you going to do about it? They didn't plan it that way for the playoff game.
Okay, right. But now, we have that happen a lot, okay, to where teams are playing. Look, Cincinnati and Baltimore are going to play for the third time. How you eliminate that is you get rid of the divisions, you get rid of playing each other twice, okay? The top seven teams go to the playoffs. And best record hosts the playoff games. That's how you eliminate it. Would that be that bad of a system, Captain, if they adapted that?
No, but I don't see them doing it.
that's a problem. You know, that's another thing you talk about on your show, Captain, which is awesome, about our country, from politics to sports, how they intertwine. You know, how about making things better if you have the opportunity to make them better and right? That's our country's been founded on that. We need to get back to it. That's just, you know, my opinion on that topic. Captain, I know we got a few golf fans out there, so I just want to congratulate Mr. Rahm. What a comeback win to first PGA Tour event of the year. He shot a 63, Captain. The par there is 73. That's 10 under, Captain. That's just astounding. What a comeback to win against Colin Morikawa. And great match. And for our golf fans out there, I figured I'd share that with you. Any favorites, Captain, do you think Buffalo is destined to go to the Super Bowl this year?
Well, I sure hope so, and I'll tell you why. Because that the year that team has had, that player almost dying on the field, I think it would be the ending to a fairy tale, so to speak.
Amen, Captain. I feel the same way. I'm sure there's a lot of people out there.
Did you see that player from his hospital room yesterday?
Yeah, that was great, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
You know, it's good just to see him back in here. And Josh Allen breaking down at the press conference, too, because They returned the opening kickoff, Captain.
Yeah.
Okay.
100 yards.
You know, yeah, yeah. And guess how ironic that was? The last time the Buffalo Bills returned a kickoff for a touchdown was exactly 3 years and 3 months to the date. And guess what Mr. Hamlin's number is?
Three.
Number three. Now, that's, wow, that doesn't make you, you know, think a little bit and shake your head and go, whoa, that's a coincidence, to say the least.
That's definitely an omen.
Yes, sir. I don't know who's going to make it from the NFC. I really don't, Captain. I think that one's really up for grabs. Now, Philadelphia plays the way they've done all year and can run the ball and control the clock. It'll be them and Buffalo. I believe Buffalo is destined. You know, if it does come to Buffalo and Kansas City, they're going to play that in a neutral site also. So
right.
That's going to be interesting. I hope they find a site that is domed so the weather doesn't dictate the winner, you know, of that. And also Cincinnati will be in that mix if they possibly get there. Well, no, they can't now. So the only time it'll change is because of Buffalo and Kansas City if they meet, because of the winning percentage of Buffalo didn't get to play that, you know, final game. Because if they had a better record, if they had the same record, Buffalo would have home field advantage. Cincinnati with KC winning and Buffalo winning, they can't get the home field advantage except for the first game against the Baltimore Ravens.
Wow.
So. Yeah, that gets us all up to speed there on the playoff picture. And, you know, let me just get people up to speed with their insurance needs. Please, if I can be of any help to you, feel free to call me at 813-966-1052. A lot of people, you know, pick insurance plans, Captain, as you're well aware of, and they don't pick the best one for them or look into it deep enough, or some things come up to where it behooves them to change and make a different decision, better choices. And there's still a lot of opportunities out there to save money and get your, you know, stuff on the right track. And I'd love to be instrumental in helping you out with that. I'd love to hear from you. Have a cup of coffee. We'll talk sports. We'll have a good time. No matter what, you're going to have peace of mind after we meet, because I'm going to tell you, you're fine where you are. Don't make a change. Or you need to make a change to save yourself money. This is better for you. It's that simple. It's also simple just to give me a call. Patrick Highland at 813-966-1052. Captain, God bless you. Talk to you Wednesday. I'm 50-50 tomorrow to see you at the Mission Barbecue. So hopefully I'll see you tomorrow. If not, talk Wednesday morning. God bless. Bye now.
All righty, Patrick Highland, the Sports Zone quarterback. By the way, go over to the Facebook page, The Sports Zone, and you'll find the podcast for his last show over there right now. And you can take advantage of that. Sign up for the podcast. You get it when it comes out. Okay, that's it for today. I'll be back tonight with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Have yourself a great day, whatever you're doing, however you're doing it. Stay safe. God bless.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.